This is Lisa Henderson, your host for Daring Parenting, and I'm glad today to be speaking to a mom whom we'll call Mandy. She has three girls. They're all grown. One's in university. Two of them are in their 20s, and I've met her children, and they seem like really extraordinary people. So I wanted to know, what did she and her husband do when the kids were growing up that made them seem to be so well-adjusted? Mandy, tell us some of your secrets of parenting.
Well, Lisa, I think the most important thing is to be able to talk to them, even from a very young age, at nursery school, right through primary school, and as they grow older. The one thing that I think we really need to do as parents, despite being busy and at work, is to spend time with them. So on the way to school in the morning or on the way back from school, try and find out how their day was and, you know, what happened in that day, so that you're always up to date and you know what's been going on in their little lives. And then I think the biggest thing that you can do in a day is to sit down with them at supper time and have a meal. Breakfasts and lunches are often rushed with getting ready for school and homework, but I think that in the evening, if you can sit down with them for an hour and have a meal, and then chat to them again about their day and ask them what the best thing was for them or the worst thing, and you'd be amazed at what comes out. And then also ask them what they did for someone else. And if you can ask them that every single day, you just find out so much about them and you keep in touch.
I know, it's amazing when you ask questions and they actually open up and begin to tell you.
I think as they get in the car from school, they also let it all out. They tell you so much in those first 15 minutes on the way home. Then often, you know, for the rest of the afternoon, you won't hear anything again until dinner time. But it is amazing how much they do. And they can't help it. If they know you're listening, then they do tell you.
Now that your kids are older, have they told you anything that they did when they were younger and you didn't know about it? Pranks or such?
Yeah, we laugh a lot about things that they did, naughty things that they did that perhaps I didn't know about. But they were all funny in the end. They weren't really serious things. And yeah, we do laugh a lot about things that maybe I didn't know.
Now, what about consequences through the years when the girls were growing up and when they were teenagers? Or were your girls perfect?
No, not at all. And we got some really rude shocks along the way. But it's not really, well, we always joke that our middle daughter was expelled from her nursery school. She was just bored stiff and she wanted to go to a school where there were animals and where she could ride a horse. And so we had to move her to a farm nursery school, which was, you know, a long way from home, but it was what she needed. So we teased her that she was expelled because her teacher did phone me up one day and said, no, you know, she doesn't fit in here and she needs to go. So, and once she got to the environment where she was happy, she loved it. And then in high school, we had other little hiccups along the way where they test and they also get involved with children that maybe are doing something wrong. And unfortunately, they get caught out. And so we did have a situation where we had a phone call from a headmistress and she said that, you know, one of our girls had been involved in an incident. And we just dealt with it straight away, took her advice on what to do. And there was a, you know, a relatively small punishment about, you know, maybe not being able to go out for 2 weeks, you know, mm-hmm. with your friends. And that's a big thing. But generally speaking, the girls were really well behaved. And I think they learned from their mistakes along the way. They're all fine now, you know, but still, there's still guidance that one has to give despite them being older. And it's good that they look for it here at home.
A woman in her 90s once told me that no matter how old your children get, hers were in their 70s, you never stop worrying about them, which was very disheartening for me because I had some notion that once they reached a certain age, I wouldn't worry anymore. So Mandy, give some of the young moms out there an idea of what it's like.
It's true. It changes your life. You never sleep properly from the day that first baby is born ever again. You know, you do. You'll always worry about them. But there comes a point in time where you, all that guidance that you gave, you just pray that when they're faced with a decision, they know how to make the right decision. and you're there for them if they make the wrong decision. And I think that's what they need to know, is that they can always come home. They can always come to you for help and advice, and you've just got to always be there for them. And you do have sleepless nights along the way.
Mandy, one of the questions that parents wanted to have answered was about how to build a child's self-esteem without going over the top, and also how do you help them with their sense of self and their responsibility? What kind of things did you and your husband do in raising your girls?
I think that one's got to be careful when you criticize them. I mean, you can't criticize them. So if they want to go out, you know, as they sometimes do with, like when they're 3 years old with no clothes on to the post office, like we had once, you've just got to let it go. And I suppose it is a sign that they're confident. You know, when they put crazy clothes on when they're little and different, do their hair in a funny way, or they cut their hair when they're not supposed to cut their hair. You just can't, you know, you've got to try and see the funny side. And I think that you have to maintain a sense of humor, and you have to build them up without telling them, you know, they're fantastic. But they do need a lot of positive reinforcement. They really do. Because I think a lot of the time, especially in a competitive schooling environment, which they didn't all cope well with, some of them cope better than others. And so some of the girls needed a lot more positive reinforcement at home, which they didn't get at school. So you've got to just keep telling them that they are doing a good job, and that they, all you expect is their best. And if that's their best, then it's good enough for you as a parent.
Our thanks to Mandy, our parent, and Dr. Mark Blair, who educated us about alcoholism. Daring Parenting seeks to encourage parents to set boundaries for your kids, keep them, and get support along the way. Next week on Daring Parenting, we're going to talk to an expert in anger management. And his motto is, if you don't talk it out, you'll act it out. So we'll learn more about that next week on Daring Parenting, Thursday morning at 10 o'clock, right here on Hoodsprayed FM. If you have any questions, you can go to our Daring Parenting website. It's daringparenting.com.